This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It is 2024. What could be the future of entertainment? Perhaps the golden age of streaming is coming to an end. But what will replace it? How will the streaming services maintain their relevance? Or is it impossible for them to cater to evolving and changing audience preferences and requirements? Perhaps further fracturing in that space is the most likely outcome, as more and more niche specialist streaming services carve away high-value subscription, leaving the more generic mass subscribers with an ever-dwindling revenue prescription position. Or perhaps as the emergence of new technologies, the most obvious ones perhaps being prompted by product releases at the moment, would be things such as the spatial computing transformation, which, while long visible on the horizon, is perhaps actually getting closer. In the spatial computing, we see the AR form and also the VR form as well. What innovative entertainment applications could come from this space? Yes, a better screen by which the traditional streamed and on-demand services could be consumed in more mobile places, in a more satisfying setting. That is an immediate option. But perhaps it will go further than that, and the future of entertainment is more immersive. As the AR and VR systems become more settled, we find ourselves being able to experience via AR an entertainment product actually in the physical location that we are in, that we could travel around a geography, a series of sites, and there witness perhaps documentary material relevant to those locations, or perhaps a fiction positioned within those locations, perhaps discovery of material for consumption is driven through proximity to locations. Maybe even a scavenger hunt form perhaps could emerge. The AR, VR, and perhaps the spatial consumption device, for those to become truly popularized, perhaps we're going to have to see them actually integrated with other aspects of life. As in the same way that familiarity of computing platforms eventually led more and more people to an online presence, to an online consumption of materials, so perhaps it will be through work initially that people will come to understand the AR and VR space and then seek entertainment in that space which has already become familiar. In those spaces and with those sensor-laden devices, perhaps we will also see an emergence of interactive custom storytelling as well, where the material I consume, the component parts of the material I'm consuming, are increasingly bespoke. That the experience I have is different. As I watch a scene and a moment occurs and a musical accompaniment arrives, that accompaniment would be not only relevant to the material, but also actually critically relevant to me as well. Something that I would be aware of, would have familiarity of, and as a consequence, my engagement with the material would have been driven even more by that. Though, would those interactive programs lose the combined experience, the group experience of enjoying material? Imagine a discussion where the ending that you saw was different to the ending that others did. Oh, what strife that would surely cause. That was 10 to Then, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future and succeed.